that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Alrighty, so TikTok has now been almost banned in the United States. I say almost because the House of Representatives has now passed a bill that would effectively force TikTok to divest its Chinese ownership, which makes perfect sense. TikTok is a viral psyop that was created by the Chinese government. It's incredibly sophisticated. Algorithmically, it is amazing at picking up viral content and then magnifying it. But there are editorial choices made inside that algorithm about which content to magnify. In the United States, the content that gets magnified on TikTok is the most politically polarizing. It tends to be the most socially contagious. Huge amounts of the LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign agenda are pushed by TikTok, particularly the trans epidemic in the United States, which cannot be explained biologically. That's pushed by TikTok. And you can tell the difference because TikTok in China doesn't do any of those things. And to understand just what the Chinese are doing with TikTok, really, you should pick up a copy of Peter Schweitzer's new book, Blood Money. He talks at length about TikTok and what TikTok is doing. So what they're really attempting to do is dissolve the social unity of the United States through social division, social media division. That is the goal with regard to TikTok. That's the thing they are attempting to do. And really, there's nothing new there. There's been a long time communist strategy. During the Vietnam War, for example, the North Vietnamese understood they didn't have to beat the United States on the battlefield. Far from it. They weren't capable of beating the United States on the battlefield. All they really had to do was keep up the internal pressure in the United States, push their agenda with the peaceniks, and then have the peaceniks undermine the war effort in Congress, thereby essentially handing South Vietnam over to the North Vietnamese. China is figuring the same thing. What they're figuring is that if they wreck whatever social fabric exists in the United States through the means of culture, which is what TikTok is, they create this very highly addictive, highly watchable medium, and then they control exactly what people see while gathering data about you. If they can do all of that, then they can undermine the power of the United States, not only at home, but in the world more largely. Well, the House recognizes that, of course. TikTok, first, I should first start with this. TikTok is, in fact, a viral psyop. As evidence of this, I point to a new poll that shows, according to Gallup, almost 30% of Gen Z women now identify as LGBTQ plus, most as bisexual. That is not a biological bottleneck that is happening in real time. That is a social contagion that is being promoted by apps like TikTok that present victimhood and victim identity as some sort of positive good. If the claim now is that one third of all Gen Z women are either bisexual, homosexual, or gender non-binary, or trans, if that's the claim, that makes no biological sense. It has never made sense of any subpopulation anywhere in world history ever at any time. The only way that could be happening is if people are glued to their iPhones and they are depressed and they're upset. And then because they are depressed and upset, they start blaming it on their own sexual ambiguity, which is something that TikTok is clearly pushing at this point. Again, this makes no sense on any sort of biological evolutionary level. It is also worth noting, by the way, that this huge number of women who are now identifying as bisexual, and bisexuals predominate among people who are identifying as LGBTQ plus minus divided by sign. The reason that you are seeing that huge predominance is because you can claim that you're bisexual while simultaneously not actually acting in sexual ways with a member of the same sex, which is actually what happens with a lot of these girls. In any case, that is just one piece of evidence. But we know that TikTok has created these viral sort of sensations where people act in strange ways and create social contagions based on them. And all of this has been mainlined into American politics. And trans politics was not part of American politics 15, 20 years ago. It certainly is now, despite the fact that in more sane places, like apparently Great Britain, where children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics, according to the National Health Service of England. Don't worry, in the United States, that's still being pushed as a positive good by New York Magazine. And again, That's only happening because you do have outside forces that are really pushing this quite hard. And China knows this, which, once more, is why China's version of TikTok is very different from the American version of TikTok. Well, in early March, Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin and Representative Raja Krishnamurthy of Illinois, who's a Democrat, they actually introduced the so-called Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act. That bill prevented app store availability or web hosting services in the United States for ByteDance-controlled applications, including TikTok. So what exactly is ByteDance? ByteDance is the parent company of TikTok, or the majority holder of TikTok. Mike Gallagher, who, full disclosure, I'm very friendly with, he said, "This is my message to TikTok. Break up with the Chinese Communist Party or lose access to your American users. America's foremost adversary has no business controlling a dominant media platform in the United States. TikTok's time in the United States is over unless it ends its relationship with CCP-controlled ByteDance." Ranking member Krishnamurthy, a Democrat, joined Gallagher in saying this. Congressperson said, "So long as it is owned by ByteDance and thus required to collaborate with the CCP, TikTok poses critical threats to our national security. Our bipartisan legislation would protect American social media users by driving the divestment of foreign adversary-controlled apps to ensure Americans are protected from the digital surveillance and influence operations of regimes that could weaponize their personal data against them." So again, large-scale bipartisan backing for this, ranging from Representative Elise Stefanik to Representative Seth Moulton, who's a Democrat from Massachusetts. One representative said the dangerous link between TikTok and the Chinese Communist Party has never been more apparent. When TikTok's CEO came before the Energy and Commerce Committee last year, he readily admitted that ByteDance employees in China have access to U.S. user data. This alone should serve as a wake-up call. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank for less than $20. But you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, PureTalk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. PureTalk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to PureTalk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Making the switch is incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join PureTalk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and, you know, doesn't advertise on the fake news networks. Stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro. Right now, my listeners get an additional 50% off your very first month of coverage. I've been using PureTalk myself for years. They have a great tower network, which means their coverage is excellent. Plus, it's cheaper. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and get an additional 50% off your very first month of coverage. We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't get a burger and fries for less than that. What about at the gas pump? Well, maybe a quarter tank of gas. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, PureTalk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. PureTalk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to PureTalk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Making the switch is incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join PureTalk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on, you know, those fake news networks. Stop spending ridiculous amounts of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro. Right now, my listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, puretalk.com/Shapiro. Go check them out right now. Hey, so, a shockingly good thing, apparently Congress has now voted overwhelmingly to ban ByteDance from owning TikTok in the United States. The vote was 352 to 65. One member voted present. That act, which was originally pushed, as we say, by Representatives Gallagher and Krishnamurthy of the House Select Committee on Chinese Communist Party, it took about a week and a half for it to pass. TikTok has been using all of its powers in an attempt to push people not to vote in favor of forcing ByteDance's divestment. Now, this doesn't mean TikTok dies. It means that ByteDance is going to have to sell its share to an American company, which would make TikTok significantly less of a threat to national security. Certainly wouldn't be any more of a threat to national security than other American-owned social media companies. And we can have a whole conversation about the threat to America's elections and national security that such companies pose in the United States, but it is way worse when the Chinese Communist Party is controlling one. And again, there's wide bipartisan consensus on this. So, for example, Senator Ted Cruz says that TikTok is a CCP front, which of course it is.
Would you be a yes on the bill as it currently stands, Senator?
Well, it depends. It depends what the bill specifically says. I will say this. I'm glad the House is acting. I am deeply concerned about TikTok. I've been very vocal about my concerns in TikTok. We had the CEO of TikTok testify before the Judiciary Committee just a few weeks ago, and I vigorously question him. Really, on two fronts, I'm concerned about TikTok. Number one, I'm concerned about Chinese surveillance and espionage. TikTok is controlled by the Chinese Communist government. It is, has 170 million users in the United States, and it gives the Chinese government the ability to monitor, number one, what they're saying, number two, their physical location using GPS, number three, potentially what they're searching for and what they're doing with their phone. A second set of concerns is the propaganda that the Chinese government pushes on TikTok and pushes in particular at kids, and I think it is deeply, deeply harmful.
So he is right about all of that, obviously. Even Nancy Pelosi on the other side says that she's in favor of banning Chinese ownership of TikTok. Here she was, but she does it in the weirdest possible way because, again, Congress is a refuge for the low IQ. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe, a winner.
What? Tic-tac-toe, a winner? Oh, I changed my mind on retirement. Everybody needs to retire at 65, including our Congress people and presidents. And that's what we actually need right now. Now, there were some people who were a no on this, and it was a weird horseshoe of people who said no about this. So you had some members of the libertarian right, people like Rand Paul, who just don't like legislation on virtually anything. At least Rand Paul has the virtue of consistency. Here was Senator Paul from Kentucky.
You say no ban. Why are you opposed to this?
Well, there's this little thing called the Bill of Rights, which is an impediment. 180 million Americans use TikTok to express themselves. You're going to tell them they're not allowed to do that anymore. You're going to take the company away, destroy the value of the company. There's also the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution says you can't take someone's property without due process. So 60% of TikTok is owned by international investors. You're just going to take their investment. What happens to their investment if it gets to the deadline and they haven't made a sale? The day after the deadline, all the value of their company's gone. If you don't like what they do on TikTok or Facebook or Google, don't use them. All of these information, all of these internet companies take up information. And so I think if you destroy TikTok, you may well make its competitors bigger.
Okay, so the question here on a First Amendment level, is there places like the ACLU that are arguing that this violates the First Amendment, the attempt to divest TikTok of its Chinese ownership? The claim being that what you post on TikTok is free speech, therefore that speech is protected, therefore TikTok can't be collaterally attacked. That's a bit of a weird argument. The other argument is, of course, that the property rights that are inherent in TikTok, which is what Senator Paul is talking about right there, are not owned all by people who are a national security risk, and therefore you can't divest them of their property without due process of law. That'd be a Fifth Amendment claim. That is what he's talking about there. On the other hand, the claim is going to be that this is a national security risk because it's the Chinese Communist Party that basically runs the place. And I come down, obviously, on the second side of that. That at least is a principled argument. Then you have the unprincipled argument. So you have the argument of Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who basically is opposing the TikTok ban because she likes being on TikTok, because she's the TikTok congresswoman. So she says, quote, "I'm voting no on the TikTok forced sale bill. This bill is incredibly rushed from committee to vote in 4 days with little explanation." Yeah, that's right. AOC is sitting around reading these bills. I am sure that's happening. I'm sure that every bill she has voted on, she has read in detail and can cite the specific provisions of. She says that there are serious antitrust and privacy questions here, and any national security concerns should be laid out to the public prior to a vote. I'm pretty sure we know about the national security concerns. Maybe it's that you like TikTok because you're popular on TikTok, and also you're kind of soft on China. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, there is nothing like sitting behind home plate at a baseball game. When you want the best tickets at any sporting event or concert, you have to act fast or somebody else will get that seat instead. Well, if you're hiring for your business, you also need to find the best people, and that has to happen fast. fast. The best way to do that is with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology shows you qualified people for that role. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best talent fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. Just head on over to ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. We've been using it here at Daily Wire for years. ZipRecruiter has helped us constantly up our game when it comes to our best employees. You can do the same with our friends over at ZipRecruiter. Go try them right now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. ZipRecruiter is indeed the smartest way to hire. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, football season may be over. Basketball action is still in full swing. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there is no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. If you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley, you can now find Community Plays under the Promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community every week. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance, so your entries stay into play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you've got a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't come back in the second, that player projection won't count against you. The rest of your entry stays live. Producer Jake loves Prize Picks. He likes the easy-to-use interface. He's been getting in on that March Madness action. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Ben for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Use code Ben on the Prize Picks app for a first deposit match up to $100. Speaking of soft on China, Eric Swalwell, the Democratic congressperson from California, also came out against the TikTok ban. I mean, that dude did shtup a Chinese spy, so there's that.
Many people look at this as a TikTok potential ban in the United States. How will you vote on this?
I don't like bans on speech, John. And, you know, look, I don't like the Republican book bans. I don't like the bans on bodies that Republicans have put in place across the country. And I want to find ways, you know, to better, you know, restrict the use of data without, you know, taking away a platform that so many small businesses rely upon and so many young people, you know, use to communicate. Mm-hmm. And this would do nothing to look at other social media companies and, you know, and their data. So I don't like bans on speech, John. So it's going to be hard to support that one.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all. I think that you're just a little soft on China, maybe a little sweet on China, too. Just a little bit. In any case, this thing now heads to the Senate, where it is likely to pass. There's enough bipartisan support to pass this thing. Joe Biden has already said that he would sign the bill if it passed. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre acknowledged the White House is providing technical support in the crafting of the legislation. Donald Trump used to be in favor of a ban on TikTok, and then he has flipped in the recent past. Speculation attached to that flip has to do with the fact that there is a Republican billionaire named Jeff Yass, who's a hedge fund manager, who's a big investor in TikTok. His fund has a $33 billion stake in TikTok. And he started spraying money around to a lot of Republicans recently. And so the speculation was that because Yass is a big donor who's funneled $130 million since 2020 into PACs and right of center think tanks like the Club for Growth, that this is what led Donald Trump to change his mind. Apparently, Yass has been calling congresspeople and saying that he is pulling funding if they support a TikTok ban. One source described it as bullying to the New York Post. If he's able to persuade an enclave of libertarian Republicans to fight tooth and nail against this, he'll scare off votes, said one Hill source. And whatever the case may be, TikTok is in fact a danger to national security. That is the reality. Again, it's likely to pass in the Senate. Joe Biden is likely to sign it into law. And it is a tactical political mistake for President Trump to oppose the attempt to divest TikTok of its Chinese ownership. Because it allows Joe Biden, who is unbelievably soft on China, whose son was paid by China, who's been just extraordinarily, indescribably soft on China's production and shipping of fentanyl into Mexico and then into the United States, where it's killed over 100,000 citizens a year. Joe Biden's been unbelievably soft on China. But this allows Joe Biden to outflank Trump on China. So it's a bad political move by Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Joe Biden continues to struggle in the polling data. According to brand new polling, you remember right after Joe Biden's State of the Union address, people like me said it was divisive and awful. And the media told you that it was feisty and wonderful. Well, I was right. It turns out that most people agreed with me, including independents. According to a brand new poll from Harris X and Forbes, The question was, did President Biden do an adequate or inadequate job addressing immigration during the State of the Union address? And here we're just going to read you the stats from independents, because Democrats, of course, approve. 71% of independents say inadequate. Do you think that President Biden's State of the Union address served to unify or further divide the country? Independents, 63% divide, 37% unify. Did President Biden's delivery of the speech raise questions or concerns about his age or not? 60% of independents, yes, it raised questions and concerns. 40%, no, it did not raise questions and concerns. In other words, State of the Union did not stop the bleed, which is what you would imagine since he gave a crazy old man shouting at clouds State of the Union address. Meanwhile, more and more poll analysts are looking at Joe Biden's lack of support in the Black and Hispanic community, and they're pulling the fire alarm. Not just Jamal Bowman. According to Axios, new data shows the Democrats' longtime advantage with Black, Latino, and Asian American voters has shrunk to its lowest point in more than 60 years, creating a massive vulnerability for President Biden and congressional Democrats. The big picture is that Latinos, the nation's largest non-white group, still lean Democratic, but they've been shifting Republicans over the last 2 decades. They are no longer the slam dunk Democrats they were in 1960. A New York Times Siena College poll out March 2nd found that Biden led Trump by just 56-44 among non-white Americans. That is a group Biden won by almost 50 points in 2020. So again, these are terrible numbers for Joe Biden. It is a disaster area for him. And yet he keeps doubling down on the idea that the only way to appeal to people who are non-white is to move to the political left, which is crazy because, let's be real about this, on social issues, Black voters are more moderate than the typical upper crust white college graduate lady in the suburbs that Joe Biden relies upon. On immigration, Hispanics are way more conservative than Joe Biden thinks that they are. And we're about to undergo another massive migration crisis on our southern border due to what is happening in Haiti. So according to the Washington Post, the United States has now sent a specialized Marine unit to help secure the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the country struggles through a political transition amid rising gang violence, according to authorities. Haiti, the Caribbean community, and the United States are setting up a committee of Haitian leaders to take over for embattled Prime Minister Ariel Henry and lead the beleaguered nation to new elections. Henry is under pressure to resign. Apparently, the person who is currently in charge of Haiti is, I kid you not, a person who calls himself Barbecue, which is always great. When a person who calls himself Barbecue is running your country, probably things are going to go amazing. I mean, first of all, anybody with like a real like nickname like that, probably bad. Barbecue, really bad. Now, the guy's actual name, Jimmy Cherizier, he insists that his name, Barbecue, comes from his mother's roadside fried chicken. Others insist that the name comes from a reputation for burning people alive. I will let you guess which one that is. It was either his mom's fried chicken or he burns people alive. Which one do you think Barbecue is named after? He's an ex-police officer turned violent warlord. He moved against the government. He cast himself as a revolutionary. And he organized a mass jailbreak of 3,800 prisoners. Well, the Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, who may or may not have been complicit in the murder of the prior Prime Minister, was out of the country. So things are going amazingly well in Haiti, obviously. Many of the gangs in Haiti are believed to have ties to members of Haiti's elite, according to the Irish Times. Cherizier has a gang called G9, which is in a federation of 9 gangs. And apparently it receives half of its income from the prior government before his death. Haiti has been a failed state for a very long time at this point. A Haitian migration crisis is in the making here, and everybody knows it. Did you know a baby's heart begins to beat at just 3 weeks? At 5 weeks, the heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. This can sometimes be a baby's only defense in the womb, because when moms who are considering abortion hear that baby's heartbeat via ultrasound, they're twice as likely to choose life. Preborn rescues 200 babies every day from abortion by simply providing moms with ultrasounds. By 6 weeks, a baby's eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby's elbows and knees are able to bend. Preborn needs your help to save these precious lives. Preborn is out there on the front lines. They're helping women choose life. Please consider sponsoring one ultrasound for just $28 and save a life today. Or if you have the means, consider a leadership gift of $5,000. That tax-deductible gift will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours and help rescue 200 innocent lives. Go to preborn.com/Ben to donate today. It's the most important thing you're going to do today, maybe ever, because saving lives doesn't get more important than that. Go to preborn.com/Ben. These ultrasounds are, in fact, life-saving. Moms meet their babies long before they're born. When they meet their baby, it makes it a lot harder for them to get an abortion. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, Nobody likes talking about life insurance. It's dark, right? You got to think about your own death. But here's the thing. Think about it. Get it done. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. And your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, you get hit by a bus. This is why you need Policy Genius. Find the right policy to protect your family today. Give yourself the peace of mind that comes with knowing that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover their expenses while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius's technology makes comparing life insurance quotes from America's top insurers easy. In just a few clicks, you already have a life insurance policy through work, but that might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It might not follow you if you leave your job. You need a backup plan. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million in coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. When they make it this easy, there's no excuse not to do it. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust their guidance. Save time, money, provide your family with that financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to policygenius.com/Shapiro or click that link in the description. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Shapiro. This is why in the state of Florida, we've been preparing for this. According to the New York Post, border agents in Miami have been told to prepare for a wave of migration from Haiti following the takeover of the country by bloodthirsty gangs, including, by the way, cannibals. So things are like it's a full-scale zombie hellscape out there. An internal agency email leaked to the Post pointed out it is unlikely Haitians who take to the sea and enter Florida illegally will be repatriated back to their home country given its instability. The message also warned that even one vessel of migrants landing would overwhelm agency capabilities in the area. So you're going to see a massive number of people who are attempting to cross the water into Florida. You're going to see a lot of people go to Mexico and try to cross the southern border. Roughly 15,000 people, according to the United Nations, have already been internally displaced in recent days due to the gang takeover of the country. According to the email, with the breakdown of the government in Haiti, repatriating Haitians may not be happening for the foreseeable future. If this is the case, the Coast Guard may not be stopping Haitian sail freighters. If the ships actually reach Florida's shores, it'll be difficult to contain the groups or transport them in timely fashion for processing or to identify fraudulent family claims. So what is Joe Biden doing about the southern border in the wake of all of this? Not much of anything. One Department of Defense official said today that we are already alerted to maritime mass migration from Haiti, so get ready.
The number one push factor that drives these Haitians into Broward County, Palm Beach County, where they don't disperse throughout the country, they stay in Southeast Florida. That driving factor is the deterioration of conditions in Haiti. So what are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Congressman, we're doing a number of things to ensure that we're keeping track of the situation and we're prepared. At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But we are alert to that.
Mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility. I think you're right that the driving conditions in Haiti could very well press more people. So we've recently approved some additional assistance that we can provide to the Coast Guard. I think that has now fully been approved. We'll be providing notifications if we haven't already.
Well, this might call for, you know, the President of the United States to do what many of us have long wanted him to do, which would be to close the southern border. A couple of executive orders would do that. And a couple of weeks ago, there's some talk about Joe Biden doing that because he was getting all sorts of pressure on the immigration front. So naturally, Karine Jean-Pierre picked today to explain that Joe Biden actually will not be doing any of that. There will be no executive action on the southern border.
The president said yesterday that he was hoping executive action on the border would happen by itself, that Congress would legislate it. Can you just confirm for us that this indicates that he's no longer considering executive action on the border?
Well, the president has been very clear, and I've been very clear anytime I've asked about executive actions here. The bottom line is in order to have change, extensive change, real change, comprehensive change, that Senate bill that was negotiated between Republicans and obviously Democrats in the Senate would have been the best way to go. It would have been the toughest, fairest piece of legislation, law, if you will, if it had been moved and the president was able to sign it into law. And that's what's important. The president is trying to make it very clear no executive action would have that effect. The effect that this bipartisan negotiation would have had.
So she's really bad at her job. not as bad as the president is at his job. So in the middle of what is going to be another mass migration wave from Haiti, because again, it's a failed state. Nobody's been able to fix Haiti for decades at this point. Given that fact, again, now would be an excellent time for Joe Biden to actually take control of the border. He's not going to do that. He's just going to bitch about how Republicans won't move a bill that he wants them to move. Meanwhile, Mayor Eric Adams, I don't know how many times we can play this stupid game again, where liberal mayors talk about how wonderful other places are and how we need more migrants. And then the migrants arrive in their cities and like, oh no, what did we do? Reminds me of one of my favorite tweets. I can't believe this leopard is eating my face, says woman who voted for the Leopards Eating People's Faces party. That is where we are right now. Mayor Eric Adams tweeted, quote, "We call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. We feel the pain our Haitian neighbors feel as the situation grows dire. To the people of Haiti and our own Haitian community here in New York City, know that we stand with you today and always." So first off, let me say literally no one calls New York City the Port-au-Prince of America for good reason. If Haiti were the Port-au-Prince of America, there would be people literally eating other people in the streets. And New York may be bad, but it hasn't reached that level quite yet. Second of all, is this a prelude to another call by people like Eric Adams for mass migration into New York City? Because I've been told by Eric Adams that they can't take any more mass migration. Now, bad policy has consequences. Joe Biden on the border, it's going to get worse over the course of the next few weeks. Watch for it. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen, our terrible Treasury Secretary, she says the number one priority of this administration is fighting inflation. Well, as always, they're doing a stellar job of it.
But if you go back and look at month over month, December, January, and February, it showed an increase of inflation. Is inflation coming back?
Well, look, inflation is down almost two-thirds from the high it reached in 2022. And the trend is clearly a favorable one. I wouldn't expect this to be a smooth path month to month, but the trend is clearly favorable. That said, President Biden's top priority is addressing the issue of high costs that concern so many Americans.
Hey, so then why aren't you good at it? Like, at some point, you might want to get better at it. She also did apologize for saying that inflation was transitory two full years ago, and it turned out not to be so transitory, actually.
In 2021, you did say that inflation was transitory. Do you regret saying that now?
I regret saying it was transitory. It has come down, but I think transitory means a few weeks or months to most people.
And by the way, transitory typically means that you would then get a deflationary cycle that would bring prices back to normal, not that everything would remain 20-25% more expensive than it was. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, let's be real. There are people who say cauliflower crust pizza is better than normal pizza. Those people are liars. I'm not going to get my vegetables that way. So I make up my vegetable deficiencies by taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is the most convenient way to ensure you get your daily intake of fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and veggies into whole food supplements without sacrificing those natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules, fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best every single day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. I've been traveling a lot recently. In the past, I used to get sick from doing that. Well, since I've started taking Balance of Nature, I feel healthier. I'm ready to go. And yeah, it's kosher. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Shapiro to get 35% off your first set of fruits and veggies. Get an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code Shapiro. Get to more on this in just a moment. First, in a world filled with uncertainties, you need to be prepared for any possibility. You need My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is your trusted partner for emergency preparedness. They're the country's largest preparedness company. They're more than equipped to stock your shelves, whether we're talking natural disaster, sudden emergency, or unforeseen circumstances. My Patriot Supply's high-quality food storage solutions ensure you and your loved ones are always well-fed, no matter what comes your way. Stock up on all the food kits your family needs at preparewithben.com. Right now, you'll get $200 off a much-needed three-month emergency supply from My Patriot Supply. Their three-month ready-hour emergency food supply provides delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that last up to 25 years in storage. You can even customize your supply with a mega protein kit with real meat or gluten-free options. These kits provide over 2,000 calories every day. They're simple to prepare. Just add water and heat and then eat. If you order by 3 p.m., your food kit will ship fast on the same day with free shipping. You get it. You put it in your closet, forget about it, and then, God forbid, something goes wrong, you're already ready. Go to preparewithben.com for $200 off your three-month emergency supply. That's preparewithben.com, preparewithben.com. By the way, it is still unclear at this point what the Fed is going to do Now, what's amazing is that the Federal Reserve, despite the fact that inflation remains hot, they keep talking about when they're going to cut rates, which demonstrates once again, this is a political entity. They want Joe Biden to be reelected president. They believe the only way to do that is to keep the economy overheated, because if they increase the interest rates again, for example, just to take down those last vestiges of inflation, they're afraid that the economy will, in fact, avoid the supposed soft landing that it is currently undergoing. And so they're already talking about heating up the economy again, even as inflation remains well over 50% too high. So just well done, Joe Biden, on the economy. Again, everything they touch is turning to political gold, which leaves them with one final argument. One final argument. That, of course, is abortion. The Democrats are betting it all on abortion. They're going to bet that there are enough ladies out there who are afraid that the Republicans are going to ban abortion, they're going to need one, that they will vote Democrat. I think this is unlikely to be true. The reason I think this is unlikely to be true is that, first of all, people in purple states are kind of purplish on abortion. What I mean by that is they don't actually want full-scale abortion up to point of birth. So when Donald Trump makes the argument, as he apparently is going to, that there ought to be something like federal action against abortions past the 16th week, which is really late. And for those who are bad at math, that's 4 months in. That's plenty of time. I mean, as a pro-lifer, I think that all of this should be off the table. But even if you are not pro-life, 4 months is plenty of time for you to figure out whether or not you want to kill the baby that's growing inside you. If that's Donald Trump's position on the federal law, a plurality of Americans believe that. About 50% of Americans are in favor of a 16-week ban on abortion. And then there's another 20 or so percentage who believe that it should be restricted far earlier. And there are only about 24% of people who believe in the full Joe Biden abortion to the point of birth position. Nonetheless, Democrats are going to see if they can run on Roe versus Wade. And they are calling, you know, they're getting desperate when they're calling out the celebs. And they're calling him out early. So remember, Hillary Clinton did this a lot in 2016. Remember the star-studded DNC that featured all of these celebrities singing fight song in what was one of the most obnoxious displays of entertainment slash politics of my lifetime? Like Elizabeth Banks singing fight song alongside Hillary Clinton. It's like, oh no. Well, now we're doing it again. This time it's Jill Biden. First of all, you can't trust Joe around the ladies because he might start sniffing hair. So they tried out Jill, who's a doctor, so she knows a lot about abortion. She's a doctor of education. She's not a real doctor. But in any case, she appeared alongside someone who looks something like Christina Aguilera. Oh, wait, I'm being told that is Christina Aguilera. Okay. Well, okay, this wax work of Christina Aguilera is standing alongside Dr. Jill Biden, and they are discussing Roe versus Wade and abortion, which is just terrific.
It was shocking and devastating. From state to state, abortion bans went into effect, threatening the health and lives of women across the country,
while also threatening doctors with prosecution for simply doing their jobs.
And now, extremists are even threatening the right to access IVF and contraception for so many families. Secrecy, shame, punishment, danger, even death. Extremists are working harder than ever to drag us back to a past we thought was long over.
But we say our reproductive health care decisions should be made by us and our doctors, not politicians.
We should have the freedom to make our decisions about our own bodies.
I will not let my daughter live in a world where politicians make decisions about her body.
I thought she was going to stop that sentence. I will not let my daughter live. Since she's pro-abortion.
Our reproductive rights will be on the ballot in all 50 states.
Okay,
Together, we need to stop.
Okay, so this is going to be the shtick. Okay, so you're going to trot out Jill Biden, this charmless person, to make the case about abortion standing next to Christina Aguilera, who was last relevant in the entertainment world, what, 10 years ago? That's like the late end of her relevance. She was most relevant in the entertainment world when I was like 15 years old. So it's been a while. In any case, this is what you guys got. You had a crappy president who's bad at everything, who's leaving the border wide open, got inflation, got complete social decay. But you do have Christina Aguilera standing next to Joe Biden lecturing you about abortion. Meanwhile, you also have Olivia Rodrigo pushing abortion. So she apparently at her concerts has been handing out Plan B, according to Pop Base, one of the world's most trusted sites. Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour in St. Louis. Always a great name for a world tour is Guts. Handed out free Plan B pills to fans who wanted them from the Missouri Abortion Fund. funding abortion. It's a good idea, right? That's what it says on the pills. We can help you find abortion care. And then it's emergency contraceptives in case you decide to, have that fling after the Olivia Rodrigo concert and then get pregnant so that you can she's handing out abortion pills at concerts. Well, this is the world liberals want, I suppose. So I guess you can vote for that if you do want that. Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues to battle in court. We'll get to that momentarily. First, as parents, we care about what our kids watch. You don't want them exposed to the nonsense creeping its way into kids' content. So, of course, we created a solution. BentKey is the brand new kids' entertainment app from The Daily Wire. It's available now on Roku, Samsung, Fire TV, Apple TV, Android TV, with more coming soon. With BentKey, there's no more worrying about inappropriate content or hidden agendas. You only get the high-quality kids' shows for your kids. I trust my kids with it, which means you can trust your kids with it. We're talking great characters and timeless stories and hundreds of episodes, all designed to ignite your kids' imagination and curiosity. Brand new episodes happen every Saturday morning. Saturday morning cartoons are back. You can try BentKey for free right now with our 14-day trial. No strings attached, no hidden fees, just great shows your kids will actually love and you can trust. Again, I let my kids watch it, which means I trust it because we made it. Head on over to BentKey.com, use code UNLOCK, get 14 days of unlimited access to a world of adventure. Your kids deserve it, and you deserve the peace of mind. Also, another note, a legend was born the day Fact by Tom McDonald, featuring me, dropped. To commemorate my short but brilliant career as the world's number one rapper, we just dropped a new shirt over at the Daily Wire store. It's some new drip, my homies. It's my Dr. Dreidel t-shirt. Okay, so shout out, first of all, to Terrible Quality Memes for the Dr. Dreidel meme. That's from that account, and it's awesome. You can buy it right now at dailywire.com/shop.
Gear up for the great outdoors with Forlo, the brand that's revolutionizing outdoor apparel. Forlo's non-compromise, 100% American-made outdoor apparel protects your body from the elements so that your mind stays focused on the hunt, on the water, or on the trail. Your adventure starts with a solid foundation, which is why Forlo's base layer is designed to provide the comfort and insulation you need to keep going when the temperatures drop. Their uniquely breathable down layer ensures that you stay warm without overheating. And since proper protection goes beyond insulation, the final layer, a waterproof shield, completes the system. From UPF sunblocking material that shields you from harmful rays to polygene technology that masks your scent, Forlo's innovative designs and cutting-edge material ensures that you can focus on the adventure, not the elements. Their commitment to innovation and American craftsmanship will carry you beyond the known and into the unknown, where the journey truly begins. Get the most out of your time in the outdoors and go to Forlo.com and use code DAILYWIRE for 20% off your purchase. That's Forlo.com, code DAILYWIRE. Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Okay, meanwhile, Donald Trump is apparently not going to face some charges in Georgia. According to The Hill, a Georgia judge dismissed some of former President Trump's charges in the sweeping election interference case against him due to a lack of detail. Judge Scott McAfee tossed 6 charges total contained in the indictment, including 3 counts against Trump. Those charges involve his pressure campaign on Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, including the infamous call in which Trump asked Raffensperger to find enough votes, exactly 11,779, to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the state. The charges dropped all relate to alleged efforts to solicit Georgia officials to violate their oaths of office. So that's weird, because those are sort of the key charges. The judge said the charges contain essential elements of the crime, but they failed to provide enough detail for the defendants to mount their offenses. Under the current charges, McAfee said, the defendants could have violated the laws in dozens, if not hundreds, of distinct ways. So that really takes the wind out of that particular case. I mean, putting aside all the Fannie Willis craziness in Georgia. So there's that. But the media are now, they've decided, they're going to bank it all. They're going to bank it all on the classified documents case in Florida. Now, to be fair, that is, in fact, the legal case in which Donald Trump is in the most jeopardy. The January 6th case put forward in Washington, D.C. by Jack Smith alleges crimes that really do not apply to the circumstances in January 6th. The Alvin Bragg case in New York City is a complete joke of a case. It's a ridiculous, ridiculous, stupid case in which Alvin Bragg is claiming that somehow Donald Trump violated campaign finance law federally, for which he was not charged, but that somehow amounts to some sort of bootstrapped state crime that Alvin Bragg is gonna hit him with. It's ridiculous. The Georgia case is a trumped up RICO charge that really doesn't apply. And now even the central elements of that have been tossed out. So that leaves the Florida documents case. And this, of course, is Donald Trump shifting around classified documents and not turning them over to the National Archives after being asked to do so. Now, the problem politically with this is that Joe Biden just got let off the hook for the same thing. Joe Biden took home documents. He hid those documents in his house for decades, actually, going all the way back to his Senate days. When he was faced with that, he turned them over. But that doesn't change the original crime any more than if I murder someone and the police come to me and I admit to the crime, that means that I now get a lesser sentence. That's not the way that that works. Admitting to doing the crime and working with the authorities does not mean that the original crime never happened. If I commit white collar fraud and then the police come to me and ask to search my papers and I'm like, sure, here are my papers, I still get hit with white collar fraud. So the fact that Joe Biden did not commit obstruction of justice doesn't change the underlying offense. The slam on Trump is that he both screwed around with the classified documents and then he committed obstruction by trying to get other witnesses to perjure themselves or pressuring other witnesses or whatever it is. But I think everybody sees the underlying issue is very, very similar. So the media have decided they are now going to try out Trump employee number 5, a person named Brian Butler. This is a longtime Mar-a-Lago employee who's a central witness in the investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. He gave an interview to CNN in which he said he does not believe the criminal case against Trump is a witch hunt. He gave testimony to federal investigators that informed crucial portions of the criminal obstruction charges against Trump and his two co-defendants, Walt Nauda and Carlos de Oliveira, a property manager at Mar-a-Lago, who was very close friends with Butler until Butler apparently flipped. Here is Brian Butler.
Given how other people who have been in Trump's orbit and left and told the truth and how they've been treated, did it ever make you hesitate to...
No, I was always going to tell the truth, but, you know, after one of the interviews with the investigators on this case, you know, I think it got real when at the end of, it was either my second or third, fourth time talking to them, where they said at the end of it, oh, by the way, all of your grand jury testimony and witness testimony has been turned over to the Trump defense. You know, at that point, you're like, oh, boy, you know.
Did it make you nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, I don't want to live in fear. I mean, we're only here for a finite time. To me, I refuse to live in fear like that. I mean, yes, cautious, but, you know, I'm going to tell the truth.
Okay, so CNN played this as a bombshell. Is this like an actual bombshell that he moved around papers? We all know that Trump moved around papers. On a political level, is this going to hurt Donald Trump in any serious way after what just happened with Joe Biden? I think not. Speaking of legal matters that have now bounced back against Trump's detractors, according to ABC News, former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, you remember that she testified about what she was told of then President Trump's actions on January 6th. She told some crazy stories. Remember Cassidy Hutchinson? She was an aide and she came out and she said that Donald Trump had tried to reach across the back seat of the beast, which is the presidential limousine, and grab the wheel and steer it toward the riot that was happening on January 6th so he could join in or something like that. Well, apparently, Trump's driver that day has now testified, and he contradicts all of this. Among other details, Hutchinson testified she was told Trump was irate on that day and attempted to go meet with supporters at the Capitol. Hutchinson recalled the conversation she had at the White House with Bobby Engel, part of Trump's security detail, who was sitting in the chair looking discombobulated, and Tony Ornato. Well, there's only one problem. An 81-page report from the House Administration Committee's Subcommittee on Oversight called Hutchinson's account into question. The new report cites testimony that was given by four other Trump White House employees to the previous January 6th committee and the account of Trump's Secret Service driver. According to the report, none of the White House employees corroborated Hutchinson's sensational story about Trump lunging for the steering wheel. So, oops. She was hero of the Republic for a day, but that's a great way to become hero of the Republic is to crap on Trump. Again, I think all of this is baked into the cake for Trump. The real question for Trump is what additional bombshells he's going to throw into the middle of the race that have nothing to do with his personal foibles. As I've said, people have been asking me a lot recently, obviously, when I'm, you know, out and about, if I think Trump is going to win. And my answer typically has been, if he can stop from shooting himself in the foot too much, I do think he will win. That is a very, very big if. Okay, meanwhile, Republicans keep being weird and bad at this. And this is not good. Again, does anyone know how to play this game? Like, anyone? You know, it's really funny. I've been getting a lot of flack over the course of the last 48 hours about my comments about Social Security and changes to the retirement age and such. I prefaced all of that by saying, it's not my job to run for office. I'm not running for office. I totally understand why candidates on the right side of the aisle kick the can down the road, because it is, in fact, a political third rail, as George W. Bush learned to his regret in 2005, 2006. However, that would then assume that our politicians on both sides of the aisle would actually have to be good at the actual politics thing. They are shockingly not. The weirdest story of the day comes courtesy of Governor Kristi Noem, widely perceived to be one of the candidates for the vice presidency under a Donald Trump nomination. She tweeted out a video about a local dental group. Now, you have to assume that there was some sort of in-kind contribution that was made, like somebody's braces got done or something, but this is super weird. Sitting governors should not do dental commercials. I know it's a weird rule, but I didn't have to use the rule until now because nobody did this. It's strange.
Well, hi, I'm Kristi Noem. I'm the governor of South Dakota and had the opportunity to come to Smile, Texas to fix my teeth, which has been absolutely amazing. For years, I have needed to have an adjustment to my teeth from a biking accident, and they have been absolutely phenomenal.
What's happening right now?
Years ago, I was out bike riding with all of my kids when they were little and had a biking accident and knocked out all of my front teeth. And so several years ago, I did a consultation here at Smile Texas and did it by Zoom.
I mean, I'm sure it's a great dentist and all, but this is weird.
Got the chance to work with Dr. Davis. Dr. Dooley's always been fantastic
what's,
to me, too.
What's happening and why?
Was remarkable and finally
okay,
gave me a smile.
Okay, guy, okay, that's enough. Okay, Republicans, stop being weird. Stop it. Just stop being big weirdos all the time. For like 5 seconds, please. I beg you, as someone who wishes for conservative policy to occasionally win a victory, please stop being so damned weird. Please stop. Again, I sort of have sympathy for Ken Buck is getting a lot of crap today. Ken Buck is the congressman from Colorado. I disagree with Ken Buck on a lot of things, but Ken Buck has decided that he's going to drop out of Congress. He put out a statement. He said, "Today I'm announcing I will depart Congress at the end of next week. I look forward to staying involved in our political process." Buck leaves the Republicans with just a 5-seat majority. It was already a super slim majority. Here was Buck's comment on why he was leaving.
Congressman Buck, talk to me about a bit what has frustrated you so much about this era of politics and this, and particularly Congress. What's made it so difficult?
You really need me to say that. You need me to explain what's so difficult about this place. I was, as you see, the number 3 in seniority on that committee, and I asked questions last. And you need me to explain what is so complicated about that, or how we try to impeach somebody for a difference in policy. We've taken impeachment and we've made it a social media issue as opposed to a constitutional concept. This place just keeps going downhill, and I don't need to spend my time here.
I mean, just on a human level, do you blame him? I mean, Congress is a clown show. I don't blame him. Like, I would hope that other Republicans take his place, but on just like a person-to-person level, yeah, Congress is filled with dullards, and those dullards are constantly yelling at each other on social media. So, you know, again, these are the wages of a failed politics in the United States. All right, folks, we are not allowed to talk about Dylan Mulvaney, you know, and everything related to Dylan Mulvaney. And that's all I can honestly say here. This is why you should go over and subscribe at Daily Wire Plus right now. If you're not a member, become a member. Use code Shapiro. Check out for 2 months free on all annual plans. Click that link in the description and join us.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.